This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Just on the opposite side from the main closet, in front of it, the...
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
Human spirit. No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
I spit upon your fire.
Babylon mystery religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, these are the times that try men and women's souls. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to really try to do the very best job I can for you today. I talk a lot about things that I call skeleton keys or Rosetta Stones. Basically, events that if you understand those events, you understand the big picture. Beyond teachable moments. And this whole Notre Dame fire, as I watched it burn while we were on the air yesterday, and almost completely destroyed, just a husk of the historic, beautiful 900-plus-year-old building left, built in the 1100s, I wasn't even thinking political things at the time. But obviously we said, could it be arson? Could it be construction? But for them to say we think it's construction in the first hour of the blaze, that's suspicious. Because you know if an RV park burns down. You know, I had an old bus, and we used it occasionally, and it was at a covered RV facility. And a few months ago it burned down. There's still a criminal investigation of that big fire in North Austin that burned up over 200 boats and RVs. There's still a criminal investigation. But, oh my gosh, we're not supposed to investigate this day one when 800-plus churches have been burnt up or blown up in France alone in the last 12 months. And ISIS, by the way, is pretty much taking responsibility for it. But don't you dare even question. Nope, open and shut before the fire's even out. Nothing to see here. Move along. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You know, as I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, April 16, 2019, global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Obviously, the tragic fire of a very important historic Christian site in Europe, in what's left of Islamic-occupied France, burned not to the ground, but into an empty husk to a great extent. And we are seeing the incredible response by European news, U.S. news, even Fox News, of trying to take anyone offline that says it should be investigated for arson. Well, under French law, under EU law, under U.S. law, under U.K. law, under common law, any big fire is investigated. But Shep Smith and Caputo and all the rest on Fox, when they have head of the Catholic League on, or a French government official on, saying, well, actually, we don't know if this was just construction. That's just being put up by the news. It may have been arson. We've had 800 churches burned in the last 12 months. Shep Smith shuts it down. You can see the video at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and a Jamie Smith article. It's very important. This is disgusting behavior. Meanwhile, France is the main epicenter. Thousands of cars burned a month. People screaming Allah Akbar and that they're on a jihad. The UN reports that there have been, in Europe, 1,063 churches attacked or burned down or defaced that have been reported. And most of those are in France. And I've got the report here where the UN reports that Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. So, you can't have churches in the Middle East. Used to be Christian, but Islam came along 1,400 years ago. And so, whether it's in Egypt or whether it is in places like Iraq, you can't have a church because they'll firebomb you or suicide bomb you. And then in places where you supposedly can be Christian, like Egypt, it was formerly almost 100% Christian just a few hundred years ago, or in places like Syria, if you try to show up for Easter or Christmas or Palm Sunday, you get blown up again by a truck bomb. And when I cover that, they have mainstream media writing articles saying Jones is making up that Islam attacks churches. It's like saying Jones is making it up that foxes will try to get in a hen house and eat chickens. Or Jones is making it up that great white sharks like to eat seals. No, I'm not. So that's what's going on. ISIS has pledged on Palm Sunday And on the days leading up to Easter, as I said, what, a few months ago, I said Islam is attacking churches all over the world. And I said Islam has said on Palm Sunday through Easter, they're going to burn up and bomb churches. And guess what? They said just last week, we're going to blow up more churches in France. ISIS had a public plot to blow up Notre Dame. But the talking point has gone out that you don't let them talk about it. In fact, just what, 3 weeks ago, when we saw the Christchurch mosque attacked, I said, the media won't cover it when we see churches being firebombed and blown up and shot up, or Islamists running over people with cars or trucks screaming Allah Akbar. And now you've got Easter week, and you know you're going to see more churches torched. You know you're going to see cars running people over. You know you're going to see churches blown up and shot up. And they're going to try every time to say it wasn't Islam, even though you're going to hear, Allah Akbar! Now, maybe this is construction at Notre Dame. Maybe it is, but when you suddenly have the head of the Catholic League being cut off Fox News for saying we should look at Islamic terror, there have been a lot of threats, and you've got government officials in France on Fox News being kicked off, and all their channels are doing the same thing, and they're saying there's no way Islam ever touched a church. No, they just drive Christians out of wherever they live, whether it be North Africa, Central Africa, Western Africa, Eastern Africa, whether it be the East Asia, Southeast Asia, Central Asia. I mean, my God, the Muslims have been trying to take over India for 1,200 years since they got there. Took them a few hundred years to get there. And they killed reportedly 145 million Hindus and Buddhists, it's estimated. In fact, until then, the Buddhists and people really weren't even training in warfare until the Muslims showed up. That's where you get kung fu and all that. Was the Buddhist and the Hindus said, okay, let's get weapons, let's get trained. Where do you think the Sikhs come from? Arch enemies of radical Islam and Orthodox Islam. And, of course, it's always some redneck dumbass in a real hate attack who goes in a liquor store or a gas station or a Sikh temple and shoots 20, 30 people thinking they're Muslims because they're wearing turbans and have brown skin. It's a religious sect to fight Muslims, you morons. One of the only real white on brown organized attacks I keep seeing is dumb white people. Not all white folks are bad. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the left's always making stuff about the whites doing this, whites doing that. But the only real terror crimes I see on a routine basis is there's been some black people attack them too, and some Hispanics. The point is, folks see that big turban and they think that's a Muslim. No, that is a Hindu military order to defend Hindus from 145 million of them being murdered. Murdered. There were no Muslims 1,400 years ago in India. Now, what are they, 37% of the population? And most experts agree if real World War IV ever breaks out, it's going to be between India and Pakistan. Hell, they were just bombing each other a month ago. So imagine this. We'll come back and play all the clips. You've got government officials, the head of the Catholic League, others saying ISIS and others said they were going to target Notre Dame, which I've got the articles they did just a week ago. And then you've got Muslims celebrating and doing selfies and smiling. Paul Watson wrote about it. And BuzzFeed, the kings of fake news, the kings of fake Russian dossiers and PPGate, they came out and said Infowars.com and Summit.news, Paul's great site, were fake news, even though there's video. Video on Paul's article and images of the people celebrating in mass and doing selfies with it burning. BuzzFeed caught in huge lie about Notre Dame fire. Claims video showing people reacting with smiley emojis was a hoax when it was completely legitimate. Many of them prominent leftist professors, weird self-loathing Jews. There's a bunch of leftist Jews in there. I mean, this is crazy. Same Jews that want to get rid of Israel. It's just whack job level nutsoid. When we come back, Shep Smith, Caputo, all of them on Fox News. You don't bring that up. There's no way Islam ever harmed a fly. They didn't harm a flea. They didn't hurt a hair on anybody's head. Islam is a religion of peace. They hand out flowers. And don't you in the big Islamic command base of Paris, they've already burned up and blown up a bunch of churches and run over people with cars by the hundreds and stabbed people and shot people and attacked rock bands and murdered in mass and everything else screaming Allah Akbar. Don't you dare say radical Islam even exists, because Shep Smith says it doesn't. And you don't even, before the fires are out, question that it could have been arson by anybody. You've heard the official story, not from the fire department, but you've heard it from Fox News, who's taking a big, giant turn to the left as the globalists panic and think they can't beat Trump. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders, fury at Fox News for hosting Bernie. Audience cheers. Medicaid for all. Everybody wants some free stuff. And Bernie is ready to do it. Oh, he attacked InfoWars, by the way.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide from the ATX. I am Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com are the websites. Okay. So we have a whole stack of articles here from The Guardian, from the Associated Press, from Wikipedia, from the New York Post about bombing attacks, terror attacks, attempted attacks on Notre Dame the last year. We have ISIS just last week saying we're going to target churches in Europe over Palm Sunday through Easter. And, of course, we've had 1,000-plus churches firebombed or attacked in just the last year in Europe. Everybody knows that thousands of cars a month get burned all over Europe by Muslims. And, of course, even the Daily Beast has to report an ISIS plot to blow up Notre Dame Cathedral and rule the world. And, of course, they make jokes about it. Because they're there to make sure we don't get warned about what's happening. And I was just during the break, back in the coffee room, in the kitchen, and there was Fox News saying, well, as soon as all the fires are out, they're going to have arson experts get in and the fire department to find out what happened. But we know it's not arson. And we know it's not terrorism. So he says, well, there's no investigations been done. The government, the fire department say they don't know what did it. But it's not Muslims and it's not arsonists. Even though the reporter goes on to say, though there was no one in there at the time that the fire started, no renovation going on. That is, the renovators weren't in there at the time. Now, you're going to hear and see this for yourself. So this is an attack on logic. They've not looked at the evidence. The fire was only going for an hour, and they said, no Islamic terror because Islamic terror doesn't exist. Remember Obama said that ISIS is the opposite of Islam, and that Islam is peace, and that Islam has never done anything wrong. But all you hear all day is about how bad Christianity is from our corporate media. And now Fox News is taking a giant, sickening turn to the globalist left. It just never ends. So here's part of that Fox News report. It's shocking.
This structure will be examined to make sure it's safe, and then firefighters will go in. They'll try to retrieve anything they can from this and also really assess what happened. There's going to be a team of 50 inspectors going in. The source of the fire, it is thought that it was the renovation work around the spire in the rear part of the nave. Somehow it set off this fire, but we've just learned that, in fact, all the renovation workers had left well before the fire started. So that raises questions, but no arson, absolutely no terrorism. That's being ruled out, and all of that is a good thing. Right now, outpouring of grief. I'm here right along.
Let's stop right there. Now, that just happened minutes ago, live from Paris. If you're a radio listener, with what's left of Notre Dame, one of the most important religious sites for Christians in the world, beautiful piece of architecture and history, regardless. And people risking their lives to get in and get the artifacts out that are priceless. And he says, they have to go in and assess. They don't know what happened. No one's even gone in yet to assess things. But as soon as it's safe, they'll go in to find out what happened. But we know it wasn't arson, and we know it wasn't Islam. It's like they find a dead body with bullet holes in the back of your yard, and The police go, well, we know it wasn't foul play, but we don't know what happened. So we don't know what happened, but we know it wasn't foul play. Excuse me? So now, while a building's on fire, you're told not to ask questions. And all over MSNBC, CNN, they're attacking InfoWars on MSNBC and CNN. Surprise, surprise. They're attacking Paul Watson and saying, no one celebrated this on Twitter. No one celebrated it. No Islamic group celebrated it. And I have all their celebrations that are even in other newspapers. That's up on InfoWars.com. These people are just incredibly hubris filled. So let's go to Shep Smith, old Shep Smith, on Fox News yesterday. And he's sitting there interviewing folks. And of course, they both, Caputo and he, interviewed leaders in the Catholic community, head of the Catholic League, government officials in France. And when they tried to ask a question, when they tried to say anything, they were shut down. Here it is. Jamie White, InfoWars.com. Shep Smith cuts off French official for alluding to Islamic arson of Notre Dame Cathedral. No, sir, we're not doing that here. Not now, not on my watch, snaps Smith. Not on his watch. He gets someone on that's a French official. The cathedral's been targeted. It's been attacked before by Islamists. The Islamists say they're targeting it. They don't know the cause, but the official story from Macron, who's opened the doors to Islamify France, is it's not that. So the official story is you're being told you're not going to look at what it is. That's right. At this point, when you're told don't look at something before the fires are even out, and you've got Islamic groups saying we're going to target this, and they have before, you've got to then default there's a cover-up. But they don't want you to be able to ask questions. That's the cardinal sin. Here is the clip.
Felipe Carcenti is on the line with us, a French elected official who is in Paris now. Felipe, what have you seen and what do you know?
Well, I was close to the scene where it happened, and no, I left the place because we want to let people work around it. Everybody's really under shock now in France. I would tell you something. It's even if nobody died. I mean, it's like a 9/11. It's a French 9/11, you know, and it's a big shock. I mean, this church was there for more than 850 years. Even the Nazis didn't dare to destroy it. And you need to know that for the past years, we had churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France. So, of course, you will hear the story about the political correctness, which will tell you that it's probably an accident.
Sir, we're not going to speculate here of the cause of something which we don't know. If you have observations or you know something, we would love to hear it.
No, I'm just telling you something. What you need to be ready.
No, sir. We're not doing that here. Not now.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
Okay.
Felipe Carcenti, okay. It's very good of you to be here.
Now, they're all on the news with no proof saying it's not Islamic and it's not arson. So they're speculating. They're lying. They're being definitive with no proof. They're engaged in fraud, regardless of what happened. This man says, we've got 800 churches burned up in the last year. That's what it is in France. Attacked. You've got that church being a major target. And he's saying, we're looking at this. And he's a French government official in the federal government. And Shep Smith hangs up on him. We got Caputo doing it too. They got the memo, folks. They got the memo. Islam's a religion of peace. Let them run your life, convert your Sharia law, bring them in just like Minnesota, and elect an Ilhan Omar, and just everything's going to be happy as you know what. Pigs and you know what. Until, of course, they... Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If it is an accident, it's a monumental tragedy. But forgive me for being suspicious. Just last month, a 17th century church was set on fire in Paris. We've seen tabernacles knocked down. Crosses have been torn down. Statues have been smashed.
We don't know that. So if we can avoid what your suspicions might be, I do want to look at what happens now. There was a very pricey rebuilding and renovation effort going on that involved a good deal of Catholic fundraising campaigns, I know, in this country and abroad. This renovation was paid for up front. So in other words, all the monies were there. And now I'm wondering how much more the Catholic Church commits to this, or do you think now they first want to get to the bottom of it?
Well, first they have to get to the bottom of it, and they will rebuild it. There's no question about that. They certainly, the Catholic Church will come up with the money for it. That's not even a question. But I'm sorry. I mean, when I find out that the Eucharist is being destroyed and excrement is being smeared on crosses,
wait a minute,
this
Bill,
is going on now.
I love you, Bill, but we cannot make conjectures about this. So thank you very much. I'm sorry. Thank you very, very much. I do want to let people know, and again, we're not trying to be rude to our guests here. There is so much we do not know about what happened here. We do know that about 4 hours ago, something started here. Now, there are incidents that have been raised against the Catholic Church, a lot of popular tourist sites, certainly in and around Paris, no stranger to attacks, but it is another leap to start taking views like that. Many don't.
By the way, in just a few minutes, we'll get to the video. It's up on Infowars.com. ISIS supporters celebrate Notre Dame's inferno 3 years after terror groups failed bomb attack on the same cathedral. But that's okay, because Neil Caputo and Shep Smith say it doesn't matter if you're the head of the Catholic League. It doesn't matter if you're a federal official in the government that they invite on as a guest. And you say, listen, they're blowing up churches everywhere. They said they would attack in and around Easter. They do this all over the world. No, it's not Islamic. It's not Islamic. Do not look there. Okay? We haven't investigated. We haven't looked. But we're going to tell you it's not Islamic and it's not terror, even though there was nobody working in the building at the time. We're just going to tell you that we know it's not Islam because it is the religion of peace, period. Meanwhile, we've had giant caravans, hundreds of thousands every few weeks, slamming into the United States. We have Democratic Party paid for buses just picking up men, women, and children who disappear to be given fake IDs and vote. A permanent underclass, a new giant group of caravans just smashed over the Mexican border with Guatemala, overrunning police, just like last year. That's all happened. And we've got new giant waves of Islamic invasion, millions now pouring into Europe, a third giant wave. It's all happening. And you've got the former head of Homeland Security, the former head of ICE, both coming out and saying this is the worst crisis ever. It's three times any number we've ever seen. And I see some leftist press blaming Trump. Oh, the reason there's record people coming here is because of you. No, the UN, George Soros, the State Department set it up with the refugee centers to prepare this and to break our border. Steve Watson has the article at Infowars.com. Obama Border Patrol head. Crisis is worse in the history of the country. So, while the Democrats got the refugee centers built and the millions ready to bum rush us, they said, this isn't happening. There's no caravan. There's no crisis. There's no diseases. There's no crime. And now that the courts are overwhelmed, the military's overwhelmed, federal law enforcement, ICE, Border Patrol, it's all overwhelmed. Now, oh, it is a big crisis. And it's Trump's doing. It's Trump. Trump created the crisis. Trump put the children in cages. Trump, Trump, Trump. Good Lord. Oh, and here's the headlines. Libyan Prime Minister warns EU about almost a million of potential migrants. That's Islamic military agent invaders. Echoing Gaddafi and says a million are on their way. They are aggressive. He says we are facing a war of aggression that will spread its cancer throughout the Mediterranean. This is the radical Islamists that took over Libya, have been partially repulsed, and now it's left the government saying, emergency, emergency, they're killing us, they're coming for you. Islamic radicals have entered the base. Islamic radicals have entered the base. I mean, we've got videos where you can look out a high-rise window and see like 400 fires burning. And people going, Allah Akbar, Allah, just running around, just Molotov cocktailing. Each person has two or three Molotov cocktails in a backpack. Each person burns three cars. You'll have 500 dudes running around, and they'll just go down street after street, and the domesticated Europeans literally piss themselves. And I'm not putting Europeans down. It's just they're so domesticated. And you hear the video, some in English, like, what do we do? Allah Akbar! They know to burn Europe, and they're burning the churches. And then you get French officials and Catholic officials going, well, and a major cardinal in the U.S. saying it's Islamic invasion. Guard yourself for true. We're told, stand down. Stand down. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Go to sleep. Meanwhile, Caitlin Bennett will be joining us. She is a reporter with a long history of being very polite. She went to a Bernie Sanders event. They threw her out. It has 12 million views on Twitter. They mocked her and threw her out. She will be joining us. And what did Bernie Sanders tell the local news? When it became a big story in Ohio that her and Millie Weaver, both from that area, by the way, were thrown out, he said, InfoWars is a white supremacist platform, and Caitlin Bennett is a white supremacist. That's the way it is. That's actually a quote. We'll play you News 21 NBC when we come back. Young lady, you want to come? You want to videotape? We're going to have you thrown out, and then we're going to call you a Nazi. And then I'm going to go on Fox News and call for free health care and have them cheer me. You know Fox rigged who they had in the focus group. So, that is the way it is. Do you understand? I will bankrupt America like I did at college. I will steal the money. Alex Jones had a major typo yesterday. I said he drives a $115,000 Audi. Excuse me. The car costs $180,000. He owns three $1 million homes. I don't know about you, but I've never owned a car that cost more than $70,000, which is fine if you do. But the point is, you don't get to be a commie with big buck teeth and a psycho look and tell us how America sucks all day when you drive around in the classic old man $180,000 Audi sports car that goes 220 miles an hour. Can we pull up Bernie Sanders and his fancy sports car? Just type it in. It's everywhere. It confirms it's him. That's right. Pull back. He's driving around in a bright red $175,000 car that with taxes, we looked it up, cost $183,000 on average. A $183,000 car, which swindled money out of the campaign, but because he is an anointed one, with the Democratic Party and a socialist just like Hillary and just like everybody else, he is allowed to do it. Well, InfoWars isn't funded by the globals. We're funded by you. And right now we've got the once-a-year annual sale, all ball caps, all T-shirts, all everything that is apparel, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, the ultimate four-stage ion filter, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bernie Sanders didn't drive around in a $170-something-thousand-dollar car, but it turns out he did. Snopes also says Islam has never committed one terror attack because that's not real Islam. Obama said so. And NPR and Snopes and CNN, they decide what is reality and what is not. Of course, everyone decides to tune out of them. And so the answer is to make you watch. But let me get really serious here. You have ISIS saying they're going to blow up and firebomb Notre Dame. You have them trying to do it repeatedly. You have this happening the week of Easter, where other churches are being blown up all over the world. and there's zero news coverage. And if government officials try to say on CNN or Fox, hey, this needs to be looked at, we haven't investigated yet, we're not going to speculate. There's no way it's Islam, no way it's arson. Move along, nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Meanwhile, our borders are literally being opened completely up right now. Oh, there are no caravans. There are no emergencies at the border. Remember that the last few years? And then now, oh, it's a big emergency. It's Trump's fault. Sanctuary cities deserve Trump migrant dumping plan, former ICE chief says, who worked for Obama. Yeah, we don't have the jails to hold them, and we've got due process, and the courts can't ship them. You know, Mexico doesn't even have that. You're illegal, you're shipped back. Oh, but the average wait's over 4 years now. So they're just catch and release now. That's the law. Trump's tried to change it. And so we're not supposed to even ask questions about all that. But now Bernie Sanders has come out after the Caitlin Bennett video on Twitter alone has gotten 12-plus million views, millions of views on YouTube, millions of views on a bunch of other platforms. I think it's up to 20 million views right now. There's just one version, 12.7 million views. So now we have Bernie Sanders. How's he going to respond to these bullies kicking a female reporter out and saying, you're not real news, you're InfoWars? Well, you advertised it was a public event at a school auditorium at a public school. And so she shows up. She's peaceful. She's driven out of there. And so because it makes you look bad, what do? Well, Bernie Sanders just calls her a white supremacist. That's right. Bernie Sanders, InfoWars, a white supremacist platform. Campaign kicked out Caitlin Bennett from Ohio rally because we don't support free speech in Venezuela. Russia. Excuse me, I meant North Korea. This future USSA. Ha ha. So let's go to that local NBC News clip. Here it is.
You may remember her as the Kent State gun girl. She posed with an AR-10 rifle at her Kent State graduation last year.
But yesterday, Caitlin Bennett says she was kicked out of the Bernie Sanders campaign event without explanation.
She spoke with Matt Stone today about why she thinks it happened.
Since Kent grad, Caitlin Bennett took those gun pics on campus last year. She's been busy speaking out for conservative causes and recently being hired by the InfoWars.com website as a reporter. That's why she showed up at the Bernie Sanders campaign stop in Lordstown, a rally that was supposed to be public.
I asked him, did I violate any rules? Did I do anything? Am I a disturbance? No, I was scrolling on Facebook. They simply didn't want me there because they know who I am. And I believe that event was staged. They had plants in the audience that were supposed to ask the questions. Bernie was scripted with the responses, and they didn't want anybody else to try to ask him questions.
Bennett says she would have asked Sanders if he supports free health care for illegal immigrants.
So I'm being ejected from a public event?
Instead, she says she was told to leave the public event, which she did, with no explanation as to why. She says she's never been a disturbance at any event she's covered before. We called the Sanders campaign to ask specifically why they had removed her, and they wouldn't answer the question directly. Instead, they gave us the following statement. We are disappointed the people of the Youngstown community are being shown on the local broadcast news content from InfoWars, a white supremacist platform that has been banned from YouTube, Apple, and Facebook for hate speech and targeting the parents of children who died in Sandy Hook.
None of that is true. All made up. Never targeted the parents of Sandy Hook. Not a white supremacist. They know that. But Bernie Sanders is a dirty, filthy authoritarian who works with the dirty, filthy mainstream media and the dirty, filthy Democratic Party murdering the truth. They all know who Caitlin Bennett is. They had some of their little body snatchers come over behaving like Nazis, if anybody's a Nazi, and telling her, get out of there. And then she left, and then Americans recognized it as tyrannical, and so you pull out the Nazi card, just like you do on Laura Loomer and so many others who clearly aren't Nazis. Meanwhile, Sanders gets massive George Soros funding, an actual Nazi collaborator. Now, coming up, Caitlin Bennett will be joining us in about 15 minutes. Leo Zagami, Vatican expert, will be joining us on the situation with, obviously, the Inferno, the Notre Dame, that former sanctuary. Nick Baggage will be in the studio with us. Dr. Nick Baggage, can't wait for that. And then Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, will be hosting our number four. And then Owen Schroyer and the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. A lot of our stations are picking up. David Knight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. are picking up the War Room. We're very thankful to those stations. I want to encourage listeners to become sponsors of the local stations or support the sponsors, or like you tithe to the local churches, but most of them aren't fighting for pro-life. Most of them aren't fighting for family values or sovereignty. I don't claim to be some Pharisee up here on a high horse that's, you know, perfect, but I love God and I love Christ. And we're not tax exempt, so the government can't regulate us. But when you buy a book, you buy a video, you buy a t-shirt, you buy coffee every month, you buy toothpaste every month, you buy stuff like the protein bars every month, on auto ship, you can do it every 2 months, every 3 months, every 4 months, just click the button, cancel for free anytime. You can tithe a little bit of profit we make on each one to fund this operation, push us into the black, and help us stand in the face of the globalists. So please, a lot of the great listeners have done this, and we salute them, we thank them, but if you haven't habituated to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a t-shirt, we have the annual 50% off all apparel. Over 100 amazing t-shirt designs. Spread the word to meet like-minded people. A lot of new shirts. Don't California my USA. 10 different variants of that. Don't California my Texas. Baseball jersey style ones. Ball caps, you name it. Big discounts on that. Big discounts on Alexa Pure Breeze, four-stage ion filters. Leading competitors are $500, $600. These are great deals at $300. It's $200 right now. $50 off. And that helps fund our operation. And we have the best deal on food ever. It's in these high-quality plastic. I mean, hell, just a plastic container at Walmart would cost this much. You know, those nice snap-top plastic, high-quality, rubber-made type material. And then it's got a two-week food supply in a big tote container. 1,500 calories a day, 92 servings. You can see that's already got 97% positive reviews, 4.8 stars. That is the best deal on high-quality storable food out there, and it's great to have one in your garage, one in your car, one at work in case something goes down, or you can give it to people for charity or give it to homeless down the road. It lasts 25 years. This is the best deal ever. You have a two-week supply. We can put that back on screen. A two-week supply, ladies and gentlemen, that is more than 50% off. It is at cost, $67. That is at cost as a promotional they're doing because they want you to see how great it is. It's a loss leader. InfoWars Life Select. And by that, it's private label, My Patriot Supply, but we get around contracts they have with other distributors to go to the lowest by us being a private labeler. It's private label at the very same factory, fresh, high-quality food. So it's all there, $67, two-week food supply. And just the container itself, costs close to that at Walmart. It's also highly reusable. Each food meal is in its own sealed, vacuum-sealed packet. Amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, don't let the bullies shut you up and your free speech. Don't let them silence you. It's simple. Wear an InfoWars t-shirt or a Molon Labe shirt or Meme Like a Wolverine shirt. They're all there, hundreds of them. We only do this once a year, 50% off. Get your t-shirts now. Wear your colors proud.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.